Who the fuck needs sleep? I mean, really. I was not thinking I was going to get done with anything tonight. I sat down around, oh, I don't know, 11 o'clock tonight. Decided it was going to be a good night to finish the script. And about 3 in the morning, I realized I had gotten almost nothing done. I was at a point in my script where, because I changed things up, I changed part of the story elements, I was just locked out for the last few days. I could not do the dialogue. The pacing had changed too much. It was very painful to try to do these scenes and good exposition, good character development from the outright set. But I don't know. I plugged away. I talked to Nathan about where I was at, ways that maybe I could cut back on other scenes to give the right amount of emotional nuance to scenes that were really important. Arjun and me started talking on Facebook chat. I had a nice stiff drink. Actually, I had a couple. He got my mind going. I just kind of plugged through it all. And, you know, I'm sitting here. It's 6:30 in the morning, and I'm so goddamn excited right now. I can't go to bed. I have to be at work at 10 o'clock today, and I know I'm not going to be able to fall asleep. Things are going really, really well. That doubt that you have as a writer, it's not exactly writer's block what I went through. But just that moment where you think that this script has taken a turn and I don't really know how to come about putting out the story I intended to put out, that moment finally just kind of was seized. It was punctured with a spear. I don't know how to explain it. I felt like I took down a whale of a problem in this project. I mean, obviously, it's been about a week since I've really had anything to show for it. I just kind of let loose. I decided to, you know, cut the fat and put in the parts that were really important, the parts I knew that would resonate with the audience. It's just kind of about not having any fear, putting things down and then moving on, coming back and deciding if it's really crucial or not. But, you know, in the end, I think that I've got a pretty much done script for the first issue, minus, of course, composition notes and some layouts and some small edits. Right now, it's 105 panels and spreads combined, minus the cover, which I would like to be painted and all Arjun's finest artistry, but that we can worry about later. I sent it to him this morning. It's like 1:30 in the afternoon there right now. He's reading it on his iPhone, very, very excited, and that, you know, that sharing of creative passion is just, we are aflame right now. It definitely helped me get through it. Having him on the other side of the world talking to me about this with just sheer excitement, kind of cheering me on. He's going through some stuff right now. I'm going through some stuff right now. It's just bizarre how things in your personal life just start to dissolve. I'm having a lot of trouble with a lot of things right now. But the more I sat here and wrote, the more that I communicated with him as my artist, the more connected I felt to my work and the less connected I felt to the world. And it definitely helped me get through it. I definitely am going to be doing some edits, but I'm done. I've put my story forth. There are 24 pages of a complete story. The issue 2 is going to be so much easier to write. I got a lot of the really tricky parts in the beginning done. I've set up the whole 6 issues and beyond. I'm extremely excited, as you can tell. I don't know. I'm kind of tipsy/energized from my mixture of Monster and Jaeger. Things are good. It's time to move on. You know, you drag out about stuff like this and you end up not doing other things in your life that are important. You know, I'm going to be out there mowing the yard in an hour. I got work to do. I'm hoping to get out there and spend some time with Nana today. Maybe Greg's going to come into town. I can go ahead and feel some of my personal life seep back in, take a moment, relax, and then come back and plug at it again tomorrow. And I honestly don't want to separate myself from my computer, but I think I'll burn out like I did before if I don't. So as of right now, 6:30 in the morning, looking really good. Very excited about this project. We're actually talking about character designs right now. I'm going to roll with it, and we're going to get this baby done. Anyway, thanks for listening. You have a great day.